is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons! Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. Lundy has got a glass full of liquid hydration, because Lord knows he needs it. He was in Las Vegas for a number of hours. In fact, probably more than 48. And he's still alive. He looks a little haggard, but that's understandable because, you know, when you're in Sin City, you have no concept of time. You're up to all hours of the night. You're gambling away your life savings, and the drinks, they keep on flowing as a result. So the only end game is you hopefully not coming home in a pine box. So congratulations, Nathaniel Lundy, for still being upright.
I'm really proud of myself, Brad. I'm not going to lie. I'm proud of myself because I did, in fact, make it back because I'm old. I'm very old. You celebrated a weekend birthday there on Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday, you were celebrating being old.
Yeah, me, the Antichrist, having a day that is very important in the religious world shared. It was very weird and strange, and I feel... I'm 46 now, and I feel like I'm like 66. So be it. But you know what matters?
Tequila does that to you. Tequila makes you feel old, Brad. I just want to make sure you understand the correlation that takes place there. It just pickles you.
Correlate, synergize, and bring it all together. Yes, I love the love juice. I bathed it on my birthday, and as a result, I am still recovering as well, and I need a tall glass of liquid hydration, and I need some damn winners. So let's hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus Plus on this edition of the podcast. These are our favorite wagers on this hashtag Taco Tuesday or Tequila Tuesday, if you want to throw that out there. Plus 100 odds or greater across the spectrum of sports books, whether it's in the NHL, maybe the NIT, Lundy. Got a couple of games. We're going to talk about those here in a minute. Major League Baseball. Baseball, the NBA, a smorgasbord to choose from. So grab a plate and scoop up some spoonfuls and chow down. What do you like tonight?
First of all, let's talk some hockey. I got a lot for you coming up in bonus time. Lots of plus odds stuff and certainly things getting updated on the spreadsheet. And if you're not familiar with the spreadsheet, part of the reason that the spreadsheet matters is one, it's transparency. Two, sometimes you don't get a chance to listen or watch this podcast and you just want the damn picks. The other reason is because last Major League Baseball season, I finished up 70 units.
Yes, sir.
7-0.
That's incredible.
70. Like really close to what my age is becoming. We did finish up there. So we're going to talk some baseball coming up. I'm happy to have baseball back underway. I told you last week on the pod, I was probably going to let at least one series get out of the way before I sat down and started doing betting. Threw a couple of them up on the spreadsheet yesterday. We went 2-0, but let's go to the ice tonight. Let's start with Sidney Crosby, who is red hot when it comes to points. Why? Because he's got 13 of them over the course of his last five games. Tonight, I just need one to make this parlay happen. 1 point out of Sid the Kid, who's not so much a kid anymore, just like Brad and I. They are on the road taking on the New Jersey Devils. And then we're going to pair that up with what is the game of the night. Western Conference, the Canucks, the Golden Knights, they will be in Vegas. Hopefully, the Vancouver Canucks, and in particular, JT Miller, is not hungover today as I was every single day that I was in Vegas. Let's hope JT Miller is, in fact, nice and squeaky clean and that he was hydrating yesterday and hydrating all morning because we need him to get a point as well. He's on his own little streak right now. It's only four games as opposed to Sid's five. But over the course of those four games, he's got 5 points, two goals and a trio of assists there. So if Sid gets a point, if JT gets a point tonight, that pays out at a nice little plus 103 on DraftKings. I'll have more for you in bonus time.
All right, quite viable. Let's go to a bet on the diamond. How about Brian Bello to record the dub against O-Town and those Oakland Fs? Plus 145. Yeah, get seduced by the juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Oakland is going to be basement dwellers in the AL West pretty much the entire year. Are you at all shocked? You shouldn't be. Their mind is already in Sin City, where Lundy left his liver. And I think Bello is a guy that is going to go out and probably get five or six strong innings in this one. He did exactly that in the opener, had five innings pitch, only punched out two, but didn't walk a soul and acquired the victory there, getting the necessary backing from his Boston Red Sox teammates. That game came in Seattle. Oakland, number 25 in total runs scored so far in the young year, and they are bottom five as well in team batting average, on base percentage, and also in slugging. So that's not like you're putting a bunch of crooked numbers to the board. Hit your spots, miss a few bats, don't walk any dudes, get the run support necessary, and Brian Bello, if you want to cash and really kind of play this on the money line, that's where the value lies at DraftKings, backing him to get the win at plus 145. With those bets on the board, let's get after it on this Tuesday with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
Let's go down the desert and inside the Creature Comforts there of the Sonoran. I love Zach Allen. I'm going to take him over 16.5 outs, take it on the New York Yankees and those Bronx Bombers at a minus 120 dues available there at Caesars Sportsbook. Home are really where the numbers are for Zach Allen, a guy who was nearly untouchable down there in the desert last season. Let me give you the evidence to back it up. He was 12-3 straight up in his appearances at home with a 2.47 ERA, 10.59 K per nine, 1.59 walks per nine. That was a 6.67 strikeout to walk split. Already has a W under his belt. Why? Because Kyle Freeland stinks. And the Colorado Rockies got punished in that game. Freeland gave up like, what, 10 earned, I believe? It was like a 14-run third inning, if I recall correctly. So we got all the necessary run support, and they won going away 16-1. And all he had to do was go out and pitch five innings so he can qualify for the win, which he did. I think Allen is going to have to go a little bit deeper in this game. I think he will. I know the Yankees are a team that is prone to taking a lot of pitches, could really build up the pitch count as a result. They're one of the league leaders on the young year in walks rate. But again, Gallen draws a lot of weak contact. He misses a ton of bats as well. And I realize the Yankees are number nine right now in total runs scored in Major League Baseball, but I have confidence Gallen is going to at least go 5 2/3 innings, if not six strong, to get the over on 16.5 outs at home. Minus 120 juice on that one, Lundy, at Caesars. Good, sir. Fader follow.
Yeah, I like it because we know that he wants to be able to go deep. You start off the season, and you've got an opportunity to do that here at home. You're right, because the home is where you want to be with Gallen. Gallen makes me nervous whenever he's away from Phoenix. Very nervous, as a matter of fact. And so last year we did take advantage of him when he was at home, and then tried to stay away on the road. So here early on in the season, I would jump on this one. Slightly nervous on this one just because it is early season, but he should settle in, should be fine. I'll take that one at a minus 120.
Chug, chug, chug. The over on outs with Zach Allen.
Number four.
Numero cuatro here on the Fade Five podcast. Let's talk about the Frenchman. That is Rudy Gobert. And what am I going to chase on him? Oh, let's take the over on 2.5 blocks. Take it on the Houston Rockets. Look at that juice. Oh, we'll work the shoulders again because we got seduced by that juice at FanDuel Sportsbook at plus 126. Can he get three rejections in those finger wags, Mutombo style? As a result, I say, hell yeah, he can. You look at Houston here last 15 games. They've given up the seventh most opponent blocks per game at 5.8 in the entirety of the NBA. Not only that, too, but Gobert has already faced the Rockets a pair of times this season. He had four blocks in one game, fell just short. Yarr! Shiver me timbers. Getting Captain Hook in the other for two blocks, but he has gone over this a handful of times in the last 30 days. Again, Houston, now they're getting their stuff thrown early and often in games. So can he get to three blocks? Entirely doable in my estimation. So Rudy Gobert, stand tall and slap some leather, my man, and throw it in those very expensive seats in the front row. And as a result, we will cash in at plus 126 at FanDuel. Lundy, pinkies out. Got to do it for the Frenchman. Fade or follow.
I don't like the 2.5. I think you're going to get hooked. I'm going to fade here on this one. I think it stops out at 2. And so I'm going to stay away from this one. I think you're destined to get hooked in this one. Does anybody really care about either of these teams? I mean, isn't this just like a completely boring game? Why are we watching?
That's why you have to bet on it, Lundy.
I know, but don't make stupid bets. You can make bets, Brad. I just don't want you to make stupid ones. And I think this one is dumb. I'm going to fade you.
Dur-da-dur-da-dur-da-dur. I'm dumb. Rudy Gobert over on blocks.
Number 3.
Numero tres here on the feed. 5 countdown. Let's go with the former hot quarter of Lundy's Colorado Rockies. And, of course, he has been manning that position for the last several years of the St. Louis Cardinals. And I think he's bound to sizzle tonight. And that is Nolan Arenado. Give me the over. 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBI in San Diego against Yu Darvish. Plus 115 juice. A little, again, baby seduced by the juice there at BetMGM. It's all about playing the history card on this one. He has had a ton of success in his career against Darvish. Faced him 20 times, collected 8 hits. 3 have gone for extra bases. And of all 3 of those extra base hits, they have been of the long ball variety. Go along with 9 RBI. And I believe like 7-8 runs scored as well. He's got a 1,279 OPS as a result. On top of that, he's a Cali guy. He likes going back to the Golden State and facing the competition within the borders of that municipality. And a player against San Diego in his career, over 500 at bats, but he's batting .293 with 60 extra base hits lifetime, over 80 RBI, over 75 runs scored. It's like been a stellar career against the Padres alone. I think that's going to continue. You throw on top of that, Lundy. He's only done this once in 5 games so far this year, but it came last night. Maybe his bat's starting to warm up. And Darvish has kind of benefited from some good luck the first two turns of the rotation. You look at the surface numbers, 1.04 ERA, splendid. Okay, you're saying, man, that guy has been lights out. But if people like the layers of the onion, high walk rates, the xFIP of 4.21, the xERA of 4.20 says a correction could be imminent. And I think it's going to come off the bat of one Nolan Arenado. Give me the over. 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBI against the Friars plus 115 at BetMGM. Lundy, fair to follow.
HRR, baby, my favorite bet. And if you follow the spreadsheet, we hit that one last night. Did it with Jazz Chisholm, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah.
So HRR is one of my favorite ones to be able to do. I love to parlay it together, a little round robin action if I find 3 guys that have got it. I don't mind this on Arenado because, as you pointed out, he got the 2 hits last night to kind of break out of. Remember, he went 0-for for the first 3 games of the season, and now he's got 3 hits on the year. Those have all come in the last 2 games. I'm going to give you a twist, Brad, because this was actually going to be my plus bus, and then I changed it when I saw what you were doing here with Nolan. So I'm good with this one on an HRR, but if you would like something a little simpler that is also plus odds, all right? So you can take Brad's, you can take the buck 15 here. Even money right now at DraftKings for Arenado to have a single.
Oh, that's it. Wow.
Even money for him to have a single, which I really like against Darvish because you brought up the fact that he's got the 8 hits, okay? You already pointed out 3 out of those 8 are home runs. The other 5 are all singles. He does not have a double. He does not have a triple. Never done it against Darvish. So he leans into that single side of things. And because he's coming out of this kind of ugly slump to start off the season, I don't mind the HRR. I think he's a good play for the HRR tonight. But I like him better to just go straight for a single. That's one of my bets. It's already up on the spreadsheet, plus 100 at DraftKings.
Slap a 1-bagger, 2-bagger, 3-bagger, score a run, get a home run. I don't care of any variety. Just hit the over on the single and the HRR, Arenado.
Number 2.
All right, let's go to Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, Indiana, one of my favorite places to watch a college basketball game, and that is where the NIT Final Four is going to commence. And let's talk about one of those matchups. It is the second game tonight, and that is Georgia and Seton Hall. Yar! Shiver me timbers! Hopefully I might have to worry about Captain Hook tied to his beloved Pirates. I'm taking the over 144.5 on the game total at a minus -110 juice there at FanDuel Sportsbook. Georgia, yeah, they're on the circle bus right now offensively. Number 275 this month in EFG offense, but they're still shooting 35.5% from downtown. They're jacking a lot of threes, having some success there. And you look at Seton Hall, they've been a modest defense, number 169 EFGD during that span. But what I really like most about this wager is the pace of play. Georgia's got to really speed things up and apply a pedal to the metal. Their number 80 in adjusted tempo here in the month of March. Seton Hall will run with people. Kadari Richmond, Alamir Dawes, Davis, they're a team that can play at a brisk pace and a team that can also really splash a ton of transition threes. They're shooting 39.4% their last 10 games from way downtown. So given the high possession game, more than likely, given the fact, too, that you got some leaky defenses and on top of that, too, 2 3-point offenses that really burn the Nets here at the most opportune time. I think the over is going to hit. This game's going to be played maybe as high as the low 80s when it's all said and done. And all I need is 145 in total to cash. So to recap, the Bulldogs, the Pirates, over 144 and a half, the NIT Final Four in Indy, -110 juice at FanDuel. Lundy, fair to follow.
Don't care.
Oh, come on.
No.
Sure you do.
It's the freaking NIT, man.
Oh, man, hey, you should care. I made a lot of money off the NIT.
Why? Making money? Fine. I think it's fine. I don't care, man. I don't care. After being thoroughly, and I mean Oscar-winning entertainment last night in the women's games.
Oh, yeah.
There is no flipping way that Georgia and Seton Hall are going to hold my attention tonight, Brad. It's not going to happen. Not after what I watched last night.
Lundy, okay, look, LSU, Iowa, I watched that game thoroughly as well. They put on a show. I had money on the Hawkeyes at -1.5.
So did I.
Thank you for existing, but also thank you for allowing me to bet on more college basketball, Georgia and Seton Hall. Don't listen to stupid Lundy.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Number one.
Oh, what a quickie dink. More NIT action, Lundy. My top play of the day. Let's talk about it. Indiana State, Utah. And this should captivate your attention because, as I wrote on thegamingjuice.com, my sledgehammer play of the day, I used a Hoosiers backdrop to kind of lead into the pick. Hoosiers was filmed there. Gene Hackman, he's still alive at 94 glorious years old, living in Santa Fe. He's an artist and a writer now. One of his finest roles of all time, playing Coach Norman Dale. And I think Coach Norman Dale would agree that Indiana State's going to cover. Now, the slide's getting steamed up, okay? It opened at 2.5. That's where I grab it at. If you follow me on the spreadsheet a couple of days ago, it's up as high as 3.5, and that's the lowest line I've seen right now at FanDuel -110 at tape time. But I've seen as high as 4.5. I think by tip time, Lundy, this could be like 5, 5.5. It wouldn't shock me at all. This is going to be a fantastic and a very entertaining game because it's going to be briskly paid play because that's how both these teams rock and roll. You look at Utah here in the month of March, number 40 in adjusted tempo. Indiana State, number 60 in that category. These offenses are scintillating as well. You look at Utah, number 31 EFG offense here in the month of March. They're shooting 54.2% inside the arc and 39% outside of it. Indiana State is shooting 62.4% from two and 39.2% from three. And number three in EFG offense during that span. Now, Utah is stiffer in outer defense. No question about it. But again, you got to think about that backdrop. Okay. Terre Haute is only 70 miles away from Indy and Hinkle. Do you think there's going to be a lot of baby blue in the stands? Heck yeah, there is. Larry Bird, this is going to be a very partisan crowd. I would expect maybe a handful of Utah people to be there. It's going to be like a home game for him, for them. And they got Robbie Avila and Kent and the rest of it. And Swope. I mean, the guys can play. Their floor spacing, their sets are utterly brilliant. I'm not worried about their lack of defense, much like Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes last night. What did they win with? Offense. They played like a C-minus level of defense. That's all they need for Indiana State. and they are going to score the cover, though. Utah is a bigger team and a team that's really shooting lights out right now. But, oh, man, it's going to be a dandy. It's going to be energetic. If you want to feed and be entertained, Lundy, if you want to feed off of that entertainment, take it in a state minus 3.5. My top play of the day against Utah, minus 110 at FanDuel. Lundy, I know you don't care, Gator follow.
I mean, okay. You're making money on the NIT. That's the only reason I'm going to pay attention. Look, there are people that listen and follow this podcast that only bet on hockey because I talk about it, all right? Yeah, they don't care. They don't care either. The whole idea is to make money. So, you know, sure, Georgia and Seton Hall, 145 points. Yay. Indiana State, okay. Like, people are driving to hang out.
Hey, parlay them together, baby!
All I know is that the NIT used to be played at Madison Square Garden. Now it's played at Hinkle. And I know it's a cool spot. I mean, I'm not trying to say it's not, but I mean, look at where the NIT is now. How many teams turned them down this year? Come on. Come on, Brad.
Hey, break out the ruler, break out the measuring device. 15 feet, 10 feet. Coach Normandale, you're an inspiration. I love you, Gene Hackman, and I love you. Indiana State, with those bets on the board, let's get after it. About is time. Lundy, the NHL, your beloved sport. I know you're going to drop the puck and try to make some bucks. Got the NBA, college basketball. If you want to look at a future, tied to the Final Four coming up this weekend in Glendale, Arizona. Major League Baseball. You have the floor, my friend. What do you got?
Let's have some fun here. I want to go over to the association to start things off. Here's an SGP for you, and I put it on the screen so that we don't get confused. Come to the Denver Nuggets and the San Antonio Spurs. That one to be played here in downtown Denver in Lodo this evening. So here's what we need from outside the arc, where hopefully they painted it at the right distance. Give me MPJ to have two or more made threes. Give me KCP to have one or more made threes. So Michael Porter Jr., Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, MPJ for two, KCP for one. Then let's look at the big men. Let's take Victor Wembanyama and Nikola Jokic. I need each of those guys to get me a steal. That's it. Just one. One steal from Jokic, one steal from Wemby, the combined threes on the other two guys, a nice, cool plus 110 at DraftKings. You're saying to yourself, Nate, why didn't you bother to add the Nuggets on the money line? Because it's a minus 1650. That's why.
Wow.
And those are the kinds of things that come back to bite you in the ass when all of a sudden something happens to your favorite team. So that is exactly why I am not including that one. All right, let's continue on the bonus time. I already gave you Nolan Arenado to get a single because you can play that one at plus 100 over at DraftKings. Here's a couple others that I really like for this evening. Give me Jose. This is a two-legger, folks. Jose Abreu and Christian Walker. I need each of those guys to strike out once tonight.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm looking for out of those two guys. If we look at Christian Walker, this is about history. Okay. This is just about a history and a matchup. And I just, from what I'm seeing so far, I think we're going to get a swing and a miss, or he's going to be standing there with that dumbfounded look on his face like I usually have. And he's going to wind up striking out. Jose Abreu has 17 career Ks against Jose Berrios. 17. That's a lot, people. Okay. I just need one for Christian Walker, one for Jose Abreu. If that one happens, minus 102. So we're paying just a little bit, but it's a minus 102 over at DraftKings. I will go ahead and roll with that one. I gave you the two-legger to start things off for the points this evening. Another couple of points that I like, again, following guys who are hot. Sam Reinhart of your Florida Panthers. Yes, Florida has sucked lately. They are 3-7 in their last 10. That is not what you want to be doing when you are approaching the playoffs. But Reinhart keeps getting points because he's got a 6-game streak and he's got 8 of them in there. Then I talked about the one of the games that I really like tonight between Vancouver and Vegas. The other one that I'm really looking forward to is Boston and Nashville in Nash Vegas tonight. Give me Philip Forsberg to have a point as well. 9 games, 17 points. 17! 9 games, 17 points. That's what Philip Forsberg has right now. That's crazy. That's silly. Put Reinhardt and Forsberg together, folks, a point each over at DraftKings, and you can snag that one at a plus 110. Then, Brad, guess what? Guess what? guess who's pitching tonight? Guess who's pitching tonight for the Angels?
Who's pitching tonight for the Angels?
Tyler Anderson. And what does Tyler Anderson do? He walks, dudes. What he does. Yeah. Folks, last season, Tyler Anderson in 27 appearances allowed two or more walks in 22 of the 27 appearances. And that even includes two appearances where he didn't even start. Yeah. And he still gave up two walks. It's freaking ridiculous. It's what this guy does. So he is on the road. He's in America's Wang. He's taking on the Miami Marlins. So here's what I did, because it's juiced like crazy for him to have two walks, as you could imagine. So I built a same game parlay. I need Tyler Anderson to have two or more walks, and I need there to be over 5.5 runs in the game. The standard line is at 8.5, and I think they're going to eclipse that, by the way. I think we're going to see runs between these two teams. So I brought it all the way down to 5.5. At BetMGM, that's even money at plus 100. Two walks for Anderson and at least six runs in the game. Hell, the guys he walks will probably make their way around. I wanted to share this with you as to why I'm playing the over. Here are the totals for the Marlins so far this year, where they are 0-5. 11 runs, 9 runs, 12 runs, 16 runs, and then 11 runs against the Angels last night. That is why I love the over of the 5.5. And again, go back to last year's episodes. What did Brad and I do? Take Tyler Anderson to walk two dudes. It's just automatic, man.
Hey, Lundy, you want another leg?
Yeah, go for it.
Jesus Luzardo, 5 or more strikeouts. If you add that to the 2 or more walks from Anderson and the over on the 5.5 all total runs, that's plus 150 at DraftKings. Perfect. And I can tell you this too. Luzardo, he had 8 strikeouts in the first game of the season against Pittsburgh. And LAA is striking out at the highest rate so far of any Major League Baseball team. They're punching out over 32% of the plate appearances. So there you go. Get it even juicier.
That is absolutely perfect. And then the other one I will throw out there, if you're listening to the podcast early enough, and the line may have moved, but I saw this morning Louis Varland here early today for the Minnesota Twins. His strikeout prop was at 4.5. Take the over on that. I think that's set way too low. It was juiced up when I took it, and I still bet it. I think I got it at like minus 140, minus 145. Right now, Milwaukee's strike, I think they had 10 strikeouts in their last game. Milwaukee's just swinging and missing right now. So Varland, I think 70-something strikeouts over the course of last season in 17 appearances. So I think he can do that to Milwaukee. So if you're listening, if you can still get it, I don't have it pulled up on my screen right now. If you can still get it at 4.5, I would take it. If it moves, ignore it. But if it's still at 4.5, I would take the over, because I think he's going to have 5. All right, yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois who's in love with meaningless basketball.
I am. And we're going to talk about baseball, though, right now. So the Team Huevos parlay play of the day on this SGP on the north side of Chicago. Come with me if you are buying what I'm selling. Leg numero uno, give me the Cubs on the money line. Dos, give me the Cubs 3 or more runs. And Trace, mi amigos, Dansby Swanson. You have to say it with that fancy tone to get ahead. Plus 125 at BetMGM. We're going to see if this game is actually played. It's rainy. It's kind of miserable. There is a frontal system sweeping through the state of Illinois. This game going to be played under the primetime lights. We'll see if they get it in. Assuming they do, I think the Cubs are going to win. A, it's the Rockies. B, they're god-awful. They're 1-4 this season, number 23 in on-base percentage of the Cubs. Very good at home. They were last year. Already got a home victory yesterday in the opener. They're 2-2 this season, number 12 in baseball at OBP. I think they get the victory. In terms of 3 or more runs, they've done this in 3 of the first 4 games, and it's Kyle Freeland. He's got a 38-plus ERA, for Christ's sake, to begin the year. So the Cubs should be able to, you know, tee off on him. And then Dansby Swanson, great history against Kyle Freeland, 8-for-18 lifetime with a 1,251 OPS. Dansby as well has got a hit in 3 of his first 4 games. So to recap on the SGP, Cubs money line, Cubs 3 or more runs, and Dansby Swanson to get that base knock, plus 125 there at BetMGM. Elsewhere on the diamond, Alex Bregman, give me him for a home run at +625. Yeah, really work those shoulders and get seduced by that juice. He's not yet homered. In fact, his ISO rate's below one. It's laughable, but he's facing Jose Berrios. Great history against him. 5-for-19 with a pair of home runs, 934 OPS. Berrios gave up a home run in his first start. I think he's going to give up probably a couple tonight against the Astros. Last season, 1.19 home run per nine mark for him. So I like Bregman for a round tripper. Also, Shane Bieber, I got a fever, baby, on the SGP. Let's go Bieber, some of the more strikeouts. And the under against the M's on the all total at 10.5 total runs. Put those hands together, +105. Bieber had 11 strikeouts in the opener against Oakland. I know it's Seattle, but Seattle is striking out the second highest rate. They're right behind LAA in that category, 32.8% of the time, as a matter of fact. They haven't scored a whole lot of runs. They're on base percentage, one of the worst so far in baseball. And Bieber, been bringing the heat, man. He's popping the mitt right now, miss a lot of the bats. So I think it's going to be more of the same. And he's going against Luis Castillo, the ace for Seattle. So runs, and this could be like a 4-2 game. 3-2, something like that makes a whole lot of sense. So taking the under on the all total 10.5 and taking Bieber for seven or more strikeouts, put those hands together, +105 at BetMGM makes a lot of sense to me. And then finally, Lundy, let's go ahead. Gunnar Henderson, whatever you want. If you want to take over 1.5 hits, you want to take him for an RBI, you want to take him to score a run, you want to take him to the HRR market, though it's a really high juice. If you want to parlay that with something else, I don't care what it is. At Batters-Box, my buddy Mike Montgomery works on Live Online, created that site. He's a baseball fiend and cranking all kinds of data every single day. This is far and away his top play based on the numbers and the mathematical formulas he put together of the day in the player props market. I like him in the HRR market and maybe parlaying it with the Orioles to win and get that at a handsome juice. Regardless, he's going to go off against Alec Marsh, who had a 5.69 ERA last year, 41.6% hard hit rate, and 1.94 home run per nine mark. And he really struggled against left-handed hitters, got up a 280 batting average and 561 slug. So Henderson should have a very nice evening at the ditch.
I had been talking too much, so I cut it up. Dude, he's +120 on his total bases at DraftKings.
Oh, there you go. Plus that's a play.
20. That is insane. For given the history that he has got, I love it with Gunner this evening. By the way, if you think he might go yard, it's +450. I mean, it's just if he makes contact, he's good to go. And like I said, I had his total bases down because it's the over 1.5 is plus. That's just silly. +120 shouldn't be the number. It should be maybe even -105.
Yeah, it's a gift from the gambling gods. Where should you make contact? Oh, you need to right now at thegamingjuice.com. Sign up for a free account. Lundy's free spreadsheet picks live there. His NHL thoughts live there as well. We have some other esteemed writers on staff. Cranking out some NHL comms here and there. I'm doing a ton on baseball every single damn day. Also covering those meaningless tournaments that Lundy's talking about, the NIT. I have the full rundown of both games tonight on that site. I will have my NCAA Final Four thoughts as well, and a new piece on how you should bet the UConn Huskies if you prefer plus money, compare the -190 insane odds for them to cut down the nets in back-to-back years down there in Arizona. Get all that content. It's free at thegamingjuice.com. Also, drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly, if you don't mind. Also, follow us on the X or Twitter, Lundy at Nate Lundy, and myself at Noisy Huevos. I'm out of breath. We are out of time for the outstanding, lovely, and now suddenly hydrated Nathaniel Lundy. I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.